This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of people were arrested and businesses shut in the Ethiopian capital on suspicion of supporting Tigrayan rebels in the country's war-torn northern region, according to police speaking to Ethiopian state media on Saturday. The Addis Ababa police commissioner said those detained had suspected links to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. That's the region's once powerful ruling party that the government has since outlawed as a terrorist group. The police commissioner told the Ethiopian Broadcasting Corporation that 323 people have been arrested on suspicion of helping the TPLF. The arrests come as the war in Tigray takes on a new dimension with the deployment of forces from several regions in the fight against the Tigrayan rebels. This signals a potential widening of the conflict. The fighting has already left thousands dead and, according to the United Nations, pushed 400,000 into famine. On Friday, Amnesty International accused Ethiopia of arbitrarily arresting dozens of ethnic Tigrayans in Addis Ababa and elsewhere since rebels retook control of the region's capital last month. The Ethiopian government has denied engaging in ethnically motivated arrests. A commission composed of representatives of all sectors of Haitian civil society plans to meet on Saturday, saying they want to begin the process of naming a new president. Organizers say the group plans to meet with 10 Haitian senators whose terms have not expired. Haiti's parliament is currently out of session because the terms of most of its members ended before elections could be held to re-elect or replace them. Haiti's facing a power vacuum following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. This is VOA News. A group of international government advisors say they're concerned about England's plans to lift virtually all its pandemic restrictions on Monday. The advisors believe that would leave Britain susceptible to new coronavirus variants, possibly transforming the country into a super spreader location. France will allow international travelers who've had AstraZeneca's Indian manufactured vaccine into the country starting Sunday. At the same time, France is tightening border checks to control the spread of the Delta variant and protect hospitals, according to a statement from the Prime Minister on Saturday. The move to accept visitors vaccinated with AstraZeneca vaccine made in India came after global outcry over the fact that the European Union's COVID-19 certificate only recognizes AstraZeneca vaccines made in Europe. Several other EU countries already accept the Indian version. France still does not recognize vaccinations by Chinese or Russian vaccines, only those authorized by the EU medicines regulator. U.S. officials say the number of migrant families they encountered at the border in June increased by 25% from the previous month, even as summer temperatures rise in the deserts and mountain terrain of the southwestern borderlands. Overall, officials say they saw 5% more encounters with migrants trying to cross the border in June compared with May. That's an increase they attribute to repeat attempts. President Bashar al-Assad took the oath of office for a fourth term in war-ravaged Syria on Saturday after taking 95% of the vote in a controversial election, which has been dismissed abroad. Assad was sworn in on the Constitution and the Quran in the presence of more than 600 guests. In his inauguration speech, the 55-year-old Assad said the elections have proven the strength of popular legitimacy that the people have conferred on the state. He called on those who bet on the demise of the homeland to return to its embrace. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi later this month in Washington. The meeting is set for July 26th. It comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues. And as always, you can catch up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com, or you can use our mobile app and take us with you wherever you go. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.